2003 has barely begun, and talk has already started in Hollywood about which film might win the Oscar for Best Picture. The Hours is an early favorite. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says there's good reason.
Some of what you've heard about The Hours may make you think you don't want to see it. It may sound depressing, but it's not. It may sound like a film you won't enjoy unless you're familiar with the life and work of Virginia Woolf, but it's not. Anyone with an openness to emotion will appreciate the way this remarkable film uses all of the resources of cinema to tell a story that makes you feel.
I miss London.
Its ability to do that will take you by surprise.
I miss London life.
This is not you speaking, Virginia. This is an aspect of your illness.
It is not you. It is my voice.
It's not your voice.
Mine and mine
alone.
It's
the voice that you hear.
It is not. It is mine. I'm dying in this town.
Perhaps the best thing about The Hours is its fearlessness in displaying emotions. Director Stephen Daldry, a noted British theater director whose debut film was Billy Elliot, is not frightened of joy, loss, and pain. His success in making this an enriching experience is especially impressive because the themes he addresses are not necessarily uplifting. The Hours is about choosing life over death, about why we persist in holding on to our existence despite the pain it causes. It shows not only how fragile, but also how critical the attachments we form turn out to be.
I just want to do this for Daddy.
Because it's his birthday?
That's right. Baking the cake to show him that we love him.
Otherwise, he won't know we love him.
That's right.
The Hours has a multi-layered plot that intertwines the stories of single days in the lives of three women in three different time periods at the beginning, middle, and end of the 20th century. These women are linked by the difficulty they have in finding a place for themselves in their worlds. They also have a relationship, two as readers and one as the writer, to yet another fictional woman, the title character of Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway.
Oh, you're reading a book?
Yeah.
What's this one about?
Oh, it's about this woman who's incredibly... Well, she's a hostess, and she's incredibly confident, and she's going to give a party. And maybe because she's confident, everyone thinks she's fine. But she isn't.
The Hours is based on Michael Cunningham's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. The film's actresses are as remarkable as their material. Nicole Kidman is galvanizing as Virginia Woolf. Meryl Streep is right behind her as a contemporary Manhattan version of Woolf's character. And Julianne Moore is also strong as a 1951 Los Angeles housewife whose life is changed by reading Woolf's novel. To see these women weave their intricate dance of interconnected relationships is to see the kind of sophisticated filmmaking that Hollywood likes to attempt at awards season, but almost never delivers the way it does here.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.